This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
Hello, welcome to 6 Minute English. I'm Jackie Dalton and with me is Neil Edgeler. Hello.
Hello.
Today we'll be looking at how changes in the economy are affecting what people eat. As we do this, we'll look at the language of money and economies. First, though, a tricky question for you, Neil. The word economy comes from the ancient Greek word oikonomia. What, literally, did the term oikonomia mean? Was it A, the practice of making money and wealth move around, B, management of a household, or C, saving as much money as possible?
Well, that's quite a difficult one.
It is.
Shows my ignorance of the classical world. But I think it is management of a household, B.
OK, well, we'll find out if you're right at the end of the programme. Now, Britain is currently officially in recession. Now, that's a word we've been hearing every day for many weeks now.
Yes, a recession's a period of reduced economic activity. Often during a recession, people may lose their jobs and businesses find it more difficult to survive. There's less trade. Britain's in a recession at the moment, and so the economy is suffering.
And we hear other related terms like economic slowdown, which isn't quite as serious as a recession, is it? But it's a time when the economy isn't doing so well, an economic slowdown.
Yes, a similar expression's an economic downturn, or you could say there's a slump in the economy.
Economic downturn or a slump. Of course, a recession may have all kinds of effects on people, including the obvious effects, such as people losing their jobs or being unable to find work. But it's also having an effect on what we eat. In what way? Are we eating better or worse? Listen to our New York correspondent, Matthew Price, to find out.
As customers cut down on spending, there is evidence that they're also changing what they buy, shifting from the stuff that's good for them and instead munching away on fast food.
Well, it would seem we're not eating so healthily. Instead, we're eating more fast food.
Yes. Matthew talked about people cutting down on spending.
Yes, cut down is a handy phrase for talking about things that we want to do less. So, for example, my friend Pete's trying to cut down on smoking because he knows it's bad for him. People are cutting down on spending because they need to save money.
So as people cut down on spending, they're also changing what they eat and eating less healthy food. Is that what you're doing, Neil? Are you eating less healthily now?
I don't think I've changed at all, to be honest.
Are you cutting down on spending?
No, not that either.
Well, good for you then. You're listening to bbclearningenglish.com. Listen to this next clip where we'll hear Matthew go on to talk about how the changes in what people are eating are affecting certain businesses. Which businesses?
Hence the so-called recession-beating companies like McDonald's. As with some other budget food retailers, they're planning to expand this year, helped in part by the attraction of their $1 menu.
So the effect of people cutting down on spending is that certain companies, like fast food companies, are doing well.
Yes, Matthew describes these as recession-beating companies, firms that aren't actually suffering from the recession.
And in this case, the recession-beating firms are the fast food chains that do cheap food. And Matthew used another word there to mean cheap.
He used the term budget, which means low cost. A budget airline, for example, is an airline that offers services at quite a low cost. Budget food retailers are firms that sell cheap food.
And the figures suggest that certain budget food retailers are planning to expand, to get bigger.
Yes, expand is a term we might often hear when we talk about the growth of the economy or a business. When the recession's over, hopefully the economy will start to expand again. McDonald's is planning to expand this year. It wants to open more stores.
Let's hear more from Matthew. He's going to talk about a study showing how a lack of money affects obesity rates, the numbers of people who are seriously overweight. Does having less money nowadays tend to make people fatter or thinner?
Not so many decades ago, a slimmed-down wallet meant a slimmer waistline. To be poor was to be underfed and, more often than not, skinny. Not so these days, apparently. A study in California has concluded that when poverty rates increase by 10%, obesity rates also go up by 6%.
So, Neil, does poorer mean fatter or thinner?
Well, strangely, at least in the Western world, nowadays less money means fatter. Matthew says a slimmed-down wallet. In other words, a wallet that's thinner because it doesn't have much money in it. Doesn't mean a slimmer waistline.
Yes, less money actually means fatter. Let's have a reminder of some of today's key words and expressions. We heard recession.
Recession's a period of reduced economic activity.
And we heard the terms like economic slowdown or economic slump, which isn't quite as serious as a recession, but it's a time when the economy isn't doing so well.
We heard cut down, which means to reduce.
Budget, which means cheap or low cost.
And expand, which means to get bigger.
And finally, the answer to today's question. Neil, I asked you what the word oikonomia means, which is the root of our word economy. The practice of making money and wealth move around, management of a household, or saving as much money as possible. And you thought it meant management of a household, and you were right.
Wow, what a guess.
Well done to you, Neil. And goodbye for now. Join us again soon for more 6-Minute English.